Hello, welcome everyone. My name is Kathy Anderson, and we're here in the AOI podcast studio with a Launch LNK recipient for 2024. So I'm so excited to talk to Reunite. We have Tyler or TJ and Jacob. I'll let them introduce themselves a little bit more, but my name is Kathy Anderson. I'm the Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship. So I get to work for the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development, helping all kinds of startups to start, scale, and grow successfully in Lincoln. So TJ, do you want to say a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, no, thank you, Kathy. Really appreciate it and really appreciate the opportunity to be here today. I'm TJ Jacobson. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Reunite. Really, my role is kind of chief growth officer, really finding ways to build our customer base as well as getting funding for the business.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Jacob Oriana, software engineer and UNL grad, CTO of Reunite. My role is mainly building the tech and kind of understanding our market and how to tackle it. So.
Yes. And all of the early company things, ideating, making the company happen. All
many hats.
Yes. Yes. Well, tell us more about Reunite. What is the key problem that you are excited about solving?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Reunite is an AI-powered data analytics platform for e-commerce businesses. Now, a lot of people ask, what is a e-commerce business? So e-commerce businesses are businesses that sell pre-owned items. You can think about like a pawn shop, thrift store, consignment store. Those are really who our target customers are. And so the problem that we're going after is these businesses receive a lot of items coming in, but they have limited space, whether it's through collections, donations, et cetera. When they get these items in, they don't really know what will sell quickly or, you know, what won't sell quickly. And so what our platform does is it helps pull in data insights from the market as well as who's searching for listings, products, you know, et cetera, and helps inform them, you know, what items will sell quickly and who could be interested in them. So right now, currently, they just kind of do a guessing game of what potentially could sell well. But if they get stuck with it, they have to pay a fee to dispose of it. They lose out on revenue from that item. And then it also ends that product's life cycle. So a lot of issues if they kind of play the guess wrong. So we're kind of helping inform that decision making process.
And you mentioned, you know, one of the problems is it ends that product's life cycle. And this can be big or small, but I know from talking with you and working with you over the years, you have a great vision that has guided you about making the world a better place and, you know, the circular economy.
Yeah.
Tying into that question, tell us more about the pivot and how you knew you needed to pivot and how you're still working on that vision.
Yeah, no, definitely. Kind of the idea for Reunite originated, I studied abroad in Africa. I was taught to think global, act local. And so that's something that kind of really resonated with me. And when I came back to Nebraska, kind of had that passion, met Jacob, and we started working on this idea. We actually started out as an on-demand recycling company. We kind of first kind of examined recycling, reuse, kind of sustainability. We saw there was a lot of issues, brokenness in the system, started talking to people. We wanted to make it easier for people to know how to recycle and where things could go. But we realized that's going to be a big behavior change issue, and there's a lot of education that needs to happen. And then so ultimately we pivoted to a B2B SaaS platform for haulers or collection companies. So think like Uribe Refuse, Hillside Solutions, companies like that. We helped them manage essentially what they were kind of receiving from a request perspective and where it was going. What we noticed was that they didn't really know where things could go. The easiest thing was the landfill. But ultimately, there's a fee associated with that. It's not good for the environment, all these other issues. And so we started then kind of digging in deeper into where things could go. And that's kind of where this idea came out of from that. So ultimately, it was kind of just listening to our customers, who we were working with, kind of examining market trends, what was going on. And then ultimately, it was actually two of our customers that we were working with on the collection management side that kind of brought this problem to us and said we would pay you to be able to figure out where these things could go. And so we took that and here we are today.
Yeah. That's key. It's something I've noticed and respected from your approach is getting dirty, getting into the problem, learning and listening to your customers.
So, yeah. No, definitely. When I first got started, I was volunteering at different thrift stores, kind of understanding like their current intake process, what they were doing with things. And so we kind of really kind of took the idea from those two customers that brought us saying, hey, we pay you to do this. And before we even did anything, we wanted to make sure that others would be willing to pay us too as well, not just those two. And so we saw that it was a shared problem. And I know Jacob's been doing a lot of customer discovery. We're constantly, you know, finding ways to talk to customers. I still volunteer a little bit. Just like to get dirty.
Yes. Wonderful. Tell us more about, as you've been building this company, what you've learned and how you've been involved with other companies in the region, or how you have improved your skill sets and learned about building a business.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'll take a stab first, then Jacob, sure. If you want to go, because I think we both have both relevant experiences and things that could be applied to that question. And so a little bit about my background, I was actually most recently the senior program manager for N-Motion, powered by Generator. So I'm a big believer in the philosophy, iron sharpens iron, being able to surround yourself around other great founders and being able to take away a lot of learnings and insights from that. And so I think being in that kind of realm helped kind of open up my eyes to seeing how other people were tackling problems, how they were listening to their customers and all of that. And I had the itch to want to go full time into it, too, as well, and kind of pursue it. And so that's a little bit about my background. But go ahead.
Yeah. So my background is more in software engineering and more on the tech side of stuff. But one of the things you find whenever you're building is you want to make sure people need what you're looking for. So that's been kind of one of the biggest lessons over the last couple of years is, you know, really listening and trying to understand what the problems are of our potential customers and designing a solution around that.
That's so true. And there's what people, you know, you think they might need or what mm-hmm. they say they need, but then there's what they will pay for, what the
yeah.
mm-hmm. real signals from the market tell you that they need.
No, the real pain points. Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes a while to get to them. yeah. It's like chipping away at an iceberg or something. I don't know.
Now, what are some things you're working on right now? What are you heads down? What's exciting coming up for Reunite?
Yeah, I'll let you kind of take the, I've been leading.
Yeah, right now, you know, getting pilots going is a large majority of our kind of focus. We have a MVP that we are kind of, well, I would say maybe even less than MVP, but something that we can work with to kind of build upon. But the exciting part is actually designing a fully fledged solution and kind of extracting the information from our potential customers and people in our pilots to really understand what solution is going to solve the, you know, the problems that they have with not being able to resell items. So.
And I think it's yeah. telling how many that you worked with already are signing up and they're committing yeah. to doing this with you.
Yeah, no, definitely. We have a couple pilots going right now. We have actually 9 on our wait list that we're looking to kind of onboard in batches here. We wanted to kind of do a first couple, then do a couple more. Jacobs has a few out in Colorado that we're starting to put on the wait list too as well. So I think a big thing for us is getting those pilot customers onboarded, because that's going to be the strongest indicator for us is what our customers think and what they're willing to do. And then ultimately converting those to paid pilots here over the next 6 months is kind of our strongest indicator that we're going after.
Yeah.
For anybody watching this, how could they connect you to a reseller, or who are you looking to connect with? What's a good customer at this point in time?
I found that furniture resellers have a lot of motivation for this. I think because furniture is so large and so heavy, that the costs kind of are a little bit higher than if you're doing clothing or electronics.
Yes.
So, and electronics recycle a lot better than furniture as well. So, yeah, any like furniture resellers or nonprofits also have a large interest in this because their margins are a little bit tighter and they have to kind of, you know, work around that. So if, you know, connect with us on LinkedIn and, you know, if you could do an intro or just send us links, you know, that's totally fine too. But, you know, we're doing like in-person stuff right now. We're going to different shops and kind of talking to people and trying to see if they would be a good fit. So, anybody that we can kind of have a face-to-face conversation, I think is super helpful to work with right now.
So if you know someone who should be on their radar, we'll include links to Reunite's website and their LinkedIn. That's great.
Yeah.
And what about team? Tell me about, as you're evolving the product, building this company, what are you thinking about with your team composition?
Yeah, so we actually are hiring a little bit right now, which is exciting. thank you to the Launch LNK grant for some of that too as well. So I think kind of two key roles. One is actually a community relations role. Kind of what that one's going to be focused on is market research, as well as relationship building, working with some of our existing customers and kind of helping build our pipeline. That's going to be an intern role, and we already kind of have a potential candidate for that. But would love to, if you know somebody that's pursuing an undergraduate degree or advanced degree with a passion for sustainability, would love to talk to them. And then I know the other role that we're looking for is someone who's a product consultant, kind of advisor, related to data science or data engineering. Somebody that can really help us design the architecture of what we're building. We have a working prototype, as Jacob mentioned, but we know that we have a roadmap of things that we want to do, and we need to make sure that somebody helps us think through the right way to do that. So those are the two kind of key roles that we're hiring for right now. On the team.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Growth and kind of internal development, I think, on the product is our, our, you know, outreach and internal development on the product are our two main focuses for hiring and building our team out.
Yeah. Which is, it's so appropriate for the stage of the startup, and you have so many things to think about every day.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to have you in the studio today. Again, TJ and Jacob with Reunite, and check them out more.
Thank you.